Welcome to the Mojo for Running podcast, episode number 111, Stair Climbing as Cross Training for Running. Welcome to the Mojo for Running podcast. I'm the coach, Debbie Voiles, and this is the podcast for middle-of-the-packers, regular people not afraid to work up a sweat, who embrace the outdoors and that wonderful feeling of endorphins surging through their veins. My goal is to provide the information you need to achieve your goals. This is Debbie Voiles. Thank you for joining me today for episode number 111, Stair Climbing as Cross Training for Runners. This is the fourth in a series of four episodes about cross training. The first was about cross training as a whole, and the next two were about swimming and cycling. Today, stair climbing workouts, how they'll benefit your running and your health, how to incorporate them into your training, and ideas for different ways to do a workout or to train with stairs. Before we get to that, though, as you know, I always close out every episode with a quote. Well, I just had to begin this episode with a quote about stairs because it applies so well to something really important that happened just last weekend in the Olympic marathon. I sure hope you got a chance to watch it. Here's the quote. Watch your step, but if you do fall, do so fabulously. If you watch the marathon, then you know I'm talking about Meb Keflezighi. I've always been a huge fan, but when he fell right at the finish line of the marathon and then stopped to do some push-ups, then finishing, smiling, and later commenting when he was interviewed that his three girls were his gold medals, well, I just loved him that much more. He's a great ambassador for the sport and a great example of how to handle things, how to fall fabulously when things don't go great. Okay, now on to our discussion of training on stairs. If you're lucky, you may actually have your very own stairs right in your home. If not, maybe you live in an apartment or condo building that has stairs, or maybe you have stairs outside nearby somewhere at a park or public building or stadium, or maybe you could train on the ones in the building where you work. If you have a large bank of steps at a public building, you'll even be able to channel your inner Rocky for the workout. It's important to realize that you really don't need a lot of stairs. Even if you have only one flight of stairs, even only 5 or 10 somewhere that you find outside, you can still get an excellent workout. One option I would discourage, however, is a stair stepper machine like you often see at a gym, or you can buy some pretty inexpensive ones for the home. But I really don't think they're a good idea. These stepper machines have just a platform for each foot, and they generally move up and down in a rough version that is only a very limited, to a very limited extent, somewhat like climbing stairs. They don't have nearly enough range of motion vertically or horizontally, and I actually think they're a bad idea. What's worse is that many people, when they're using them, lean on the metal framework. And this is kind of crazy because you never want to exercise in a stooped over position like that. And it's crazy because it takes a lot of weight off, which makes the exercise just less effective. There's another option, though, that I do like. I like the machines that have real stair steps that move in a way to make it possible for the user to actually climb very much like climbing real stairs. They're really big and many gyms and fitness facilities don't have them. However, fortunately, many do. These are much more like real stairs and they're very similar. This is a good option. So why should you train on stairs? Well, one, it's a great cardio workout. If you've ever climbed a single flight of stairs any time in your life, you know that, right? Number two, it works lots of muscles, particularly your glutes, hamstrings, and quads, but not in exactly the same way that running works them. Number three, while it's a great workout, it avoids the pounding of running, which is an issue if you haven't mastered the running like a feather technique, and I imagine most people haven't. Number four, stair climbing is a plyometric exercise resulting in increased strength and power. Number five, It's an exercise you can do a little at a time throughout the day. More on that later. Number six, it's a load-bearing exercise, and any load-bearing exercise is good for strengthening bones. Number seven, it burns 4 calories per flight or 8 to 11 kcal of energy per minute, so it can actually help with weight control. Number eight, stair climbing will work your balance, improve your proprioception. Most people probably don't realize this. You just don't think about it. But when you climb stairs, you're always standing on just 1 foot at a time, just like you do when you run. You'll use your gluteus medius to stabilize you as you balance on 1 foot at a time. If you do it right, you can improve or eliminate imbalances between your legs, and many runners need to work towards getting their weaker leg as strong as their dominant leg. This alone has the potential to have an amazing impact on your running. At the end of this podcast, or near the end, I have a great tip for a way to train on stairs that's especially good for equalizing the balance of the muscles in your legs. Number nine, stair training will improve your lactate threshold and your aerobic capacity. It's easy to incorporate stair climbing into your life because there's nothing to learn, no equipment needed, and it's free. Number 11, since many staircases are inside, it's an exercise you can do year-round, even when the weather is bad out. Number 12, it's a functional exercise, meaning it's a movement pattern we naturally use throughout our lives. And because we do it while vertical, it requires us to use our core muscles. Functional exercises are always a good idea, as having a strong core, meaning mainly a strong abdomen and back, goes a long way toward preventing injuries. Number 13, it can be a HIIT workout, high intensity interval training. It's super easy to run stairs at a high intensity. Maybe you go up as fast as you safely can for 30 seconds and then climb at your most comfortable pace for a minute. Then repeat. This can be adjusted for your own fitness level, but there are lots of ways of turning a stair climbing workout into a HIIT workout. Number 14, Runner's World reports that stairs tend to be steeper than most hills. In an article, which I will link to in the show notes, author Matthew Solon explains that, and I'm quoting here, indoor stairs have a roughly 65% grade, while Boston's Heartbreak Hill is just 4.5%. And that's the end of the quote. That's a pretty compelling reason. If, like me, you live in a flat locale, like I do in Florida, it's not easy to find hills to train on before going to a destination race that has hills. So stair training certainly can make a huge difference. Right now, I'm only 3 weeks out from a marathon that is almost completely downhill. And part of my training is stair climbing, both ascending and descending. Some people will tell you that going downhill is even harder on your legs, and maybe it is. But my feeling is this. Many people have stairs in their homes and go up and down all the time without any knee trouble. And I emphasize knee trouble because when people say, hey, it's not a good idea to train going downstairs, they're usually talking about the fact that they think it could cause trouble with your knees. I believe, though, that it's a matter of starting gradually and having appropriately strengthened the leg muscles, all the leg muscles that stabilize the knee before ramping up any quantity of stair work. Of course, check with your doctor. But consider this. Runners and other athletes have been training on stairs for years, and most of these people did not go find an elevator when they got to the top to take them down, right? Think of all the people who run the stairs in stadiums. They all climb down every time they climb up. I say this just to be super, I would say that you should just be super attentive to even the slightest discomfort. And like I always say, ease into it. Start with just one flight the first day if you haven't been climbing any stairs, then two, then three. Let me relate what happened to me once. I hadn't done any stair climbing in several years when I moved downtown. Actually, this was only 18 months ago. All of a sudden, I had stairs in my building, really readily available to me, and in many areas in close proximity to the building outside. While on a run one day, I went up and down a set of 40 steps about 10 times, and it felt fine. I mean, I was working hard, but nothing hurt. But that turned out to be a big mistake because it was too much for me to start with. I woke up the next day with a very sore Achilles that continued to bother me for most of the next year. Achilles injuries can nag for a long time. Happily, I'm now back to stair training and with no pain. But that was a stupid thing to do. I've learned my lesson. I'll let you know how this stair training impacts my downhill marathon performance in a few weeks. Now, if I haven't provided enough motivation yet to motivate you to train on stairs, I have more. From the Duke Human Resources website, if you take just 2 flights of stairs each day, it'll result in a loss of 6 pounds in 1 year. I'll link to that page in the show notes. Of course, that's compared to not doing anything. You're already getting a good workout from your running. Still, this does make a good point. And from another website, thestepjockey.com, and I'll link to that, these 3 facts. Climbing just 8 flights of stairs a day lowers average early mortality risk by 33%. 7 minutes of stair climbing a day can cut the risk of heart attack in half over a 10-year period. And climbing just 2 minutes a day will stop weight gain in middle age. Here are some ideas for how to incorporate stair training into your training regimen. At work, throughout the day would be one possibility. At one point, I worked on the 6th floor of an office building. I would take the stairs up in the morning, then down to the ground floor when I would go and walk laps around the parking lot during my morning coffee break. Then when I go out to lunch again for my, then when I went out to lunch, I would climb down the stairs and back up, always, of course, going back up. And then again on my afternoon coffee break. And then again, I would use the stairs when I went down after work. And sometimes I'd eat lunch at my desk and climb up and down the 6 flights several times during my lunch hour to get even more of a workout. Now that's a lot of stairs. And most people, I realize, probably couldn't do that much without working up a sweat, especially going up and down several times during their lunch hour. But I'm kind of weird. My friends would tell you I hardly sweat at all, ever. So, yeah, weird. Anyway, most people, though, could go up and down the stairs at least a few times every day. And if you do that, it would have a huge impact on your fitness level over a period of weeks. Another option is to do the stairs as a completely separate workout from any other training. There are many ways that you can vary it. I suggest going to YouTube and doing a search for stair workouts, but be careful. Some of these are super intense. Start very, very gradually and don't try any of the variations until you've first gotten your body comfortable with just climbing and descending 20 or more flights. You could also do it as part of a gym workout. I used to train at a gym that had freestanding stairs between the 1st and 2nd floor. After about 3 strength exercises, I'd go over and run up and down the stairs several times before resuming my workout. Then after about 3 more exercises, I'd go back and do it again. So it just made the whole workout more intense. You could also find a running course that includes a staircase. In many locations, there are places where you can run through a park where there are steps, or you might be able to run in an urban location. You might even find a large bank of stairs in front of a building. So you might run a 1/4 mile or a mile or 1 mile loops or around a block. And every time you go around, you go up and down that set of stairs. Again, just making your workout more varied, accomplishing more, working more muscles, and making it more intense. Now, just a quick note about form. First, be sure to warm up. Climbing stairs is intense and therefore has a greater potential for injury. I would walk or run a mile first, always, or at least get moving around. Another option, I guess, I was thinking would be to ride a bike for a mile or so, or to ride a bike a few miles, but do something to get warmed up before you do the stair climbing. As far as form, look ahead to the extent that you can without falling, and keep your shoulders nice and relaxed. Your arms will be super valuable for this. Pump them hard and you'll see what I mean. It will make a huge difference and it'll help with balance. Now, I want to explain a specific drill to do on the stairs that will accentuate the benefit to the balance or proprioception aspect of this workout. Because you're climbing 1 foot at a time, there's an element of balance. But just like walking and running, the faster you go, the easier it is. To some extent, I mean, your heart rate will get up really high if you go fast, but it's easier in the sense that it eliminates as much of work in the balance aspect as you pick up your speed. And most people tend to think that they should always climb fast. Many even run up the stairs. They just think that's the idea, the faster the better. But I would only do part of my workout that way. Because, yes, that is super intense and hard, and it has its place, but I want to point out the value of going up super slow on the other hand. That's hard, too, because of a different reason. It's hard because you don't have any momentum on your side. Have you ever tried to go very, very slow on a bike? So slow that you're hardly moving? While it's usually easy to ride a bike because momentum helps you stay up, almost anyone will find it very difficult to go slow. And when you try to go extremely slow, you're barely moving, it's hard not to fall. Climbing stairs very slowly works your muscles, all the muscles, just as well, but it adds that whole proprioceptive element. In fact, I would argue that it works your muscles more because when you do it slowly, you don't have the benefit of momentum to get you up the steps. So in other words, momentum is kind of like cheating. So each step is more work when you do it very slowly, and you certainly end up working your stabilizing muscles much more. And this is a great benefit to running. So I would do some of the workout hard and go quickly up the stairs or run up the stairs if you're really super fit. But I would also, no matter your fitness level, make sure you do some of the climbing in what I would even call slow motion. And when you try that, you'll see how effective that is. And one thing I want to point out here is that if you're less fit, or say if you're an older runner and you're not comfortable with running up the stairs, and I know many won't be, you will be much more confident with going super slow, especially since you can always hold on to the handrail. So going super slow, though, will allow you to work the muscles very much more. One way I like to do it is to do a flight or two in the normal way, and then do a flight of or more than one flight, skipping stairs and going very slowly. That is really tough, and it's even better. And here's a way to take that workout a step farther. Try this to strengthen your weaker leg. Take a single step with your stronger dominant leg, but skip a step with your weaker leg and continue that way. This way, you're working the weaker leg harder. You will feel it quickly and know that it's going to pay off in your running. Besides climbing the stairs, every time you're on the stairs, I also suggest pausing and holding onto the handrail for balance and doing a single leg squat and a set of hip hikes as well. There are all kinds of ways to enhance a stair workout. Let's say you're working out on a set of 40 steps in a park or public place where you have a safe area of plenty of flat space for exercise nearby. That opens up all kinds of possibilities for a workout that incorporates other body weight exercises or drills between bouts on the stairs. You might do sets of going up and down the steps two times, then between in a flat nearby open area doing jumping jacks or jumping rope or doing push-ups or a balancing on one foot and then the other foot or doing a plank before repeating the whole workout on the steps. You can, when I say repeating the whole workout, I mean before repeating going up and down the stairs. I'm not saying repeating doing the jumping jacks or any of those other things. So you do a few times up and down the stairs, and then you stop and do one or two exercises in the flat area nearby. Then you go back and you go up and down the stairs some more. Then you go back to your open area and maybe you do the same thing or maybe you do something different. You can do this many times with a different exercise between each set of stair repeats. It'll be an intense workout, but very effective. And it's fun. The possibilities for variations are endless. Just be careful and take it very easy until you get your body used to it. And don't do this kind of intense workout too often. A couple up to three times a week is actually better than doing it every day, because you need to give your body time to recover. The more intense the workout, the more time you need to give your body between workouts. And you know to always give your body one easy day between any two hard days. And that's no matter what's making them hard. A hard running workout, or a hard swimming workout, or a hard biking workout, or a hard stair climbing workout must be separated from any other hard workout by a day of recovery, of a recovery activity. So you could still do any of those activities on your easy day, but it's got to be easy, not intense. When it comes to just climbing up and down, like I used to do when I worked on the sixth floor, you can do that every day if you work up to it gradually. I'll tell you, my running improved a lot during the time when I worked there. There really are many more ways to work out on stairs, and if you're in very good condition and don't get injured easily, you may want to try many of them. You can actually incorporate all sorts of plyometric, and by that I mean power burst, jumping types of drills. These could be jumping with both feet from one step to the next, similar to doing box jumps, going up sideways, and many other things. But these are intense, and they would get a lot of people injured, so you got to be careful. For many people, that would be completely inappropriate to even think about. To get ideas, like I said before, just go to YouTube and do a search for stair workout. Okay, that's about it, except for one very, very important thing. Always be safe. Don't ever climb stairs anywhere, in your office building, in a park, in a stairwell, anywhere that is not totally safe. I'm sure you're aware of that, but just always keep it in mind. And now, here are today's quotes. Plural, because there are so many great quotes about stairs. By the way, because people really like the quotes, I'm going to start including the quotes in the show notes. Here we go. Every journey begins with a single step. Life is too short to climb stairs one at a time. Never look backwards or you'll fall down the stairs. Faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. You can't climb to the top if you don't start at the bottom. There is no elevator to success. You have to take the stairs. Which step have you reached today? I won't do it. I can't do it. I want to do it. How do I do it? I'll try to do it. I can do it. I will do it. Yes, I did it. Hard work is like stairs, and luck is like a lift. Sometimes the lift may fail, but stairs will always take you to the top. That one's from Tita Gatori. Most of those other ones are so common, nobody knows who said them first. That's it. If you're not including stairs in your training, I hope you'll make this the week you start. Then jump on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, and post a comment to let us know your thoughts.